Pope Benedict XVI today reflected on the nature of university and the meaning of reform when he met with a group of university students and professors from Parma in North Italy. Ira McCarthy followed the events here at the Vatican.
Pope Benedict began his discourse on a personal note, recalling the many years of his own life dedicated to research and teaching. He told the students that he continues to feel a close spiritual bond to university life and follow its progress closely.
Oggi vorrei soffermarmi brevemente a considerare con voi la lezione che ci ha lasciato San Pier Damiani.
He then went on to speak of an Italian saint, hermit and doctor of the Church, Peter Damian, from whose life he said today's university students and even professors can learn valuable lessons. Although living in seclusion of the cloister, St. Peter Damian was a forceful figure in the Gregorian Reform movement, whose personal example and many writings exercised great influence on religious life in the 11th and 12th centuries. Our era, just as that of St. Peter Damian, reflected Pope Benedict Monday, is signed by uncertainties and a lack of unifying principles. Academic study, he remarked, should serve to qualify the formative level of society, not just scientific research. He said it must offer young people the opportunity to mature intellectually, morally and civilly by confronting themselves with those great questions that cry out to the conscience of modern man.
Ogni autentica riforma deve essere anzitutto spirituale e morale.
Pope Benedict noted that the story of St. Peter Damian teaches us that every authentic reform must be first a spiritual and moral one that begins within the conscience. He observed that the subject of university reform is a current topic in Italy, reflecting that structural and technical changes can only be effective if they are accompanied by a serious examination of conscience by university authorities, administrators, professors, and students. Pope Benedict underlined that if we want a human environment to improve in quality and effectiveness, then we must begin by each one of us reforming ourselves, correcting that which could damage or obstruct the common good.
Collegato al concetto di riforma, vorrei porre in risalto anche quello di libertà.
Pope Benedict reflected that just as St. Peter Damian labored for the reform of the Church so that the Church would enjoy greater spiritual and historical freedom, university reform can only be valid if its ultimate goal is freedom. Freedom of teaching, freedom of research, freedom of the academic institution from political and economic powers. This, underlined Pope Benedict, does not mean that the university becomes self-referential or exploit public resources. It means freedom in the Christian sense. Freedom of the university to culturally and scientifically form people for the development of a civil society.
Grazie.